Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 2 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 2 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaPay.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Coach Fickell here. When I got to Madison, I was in the market for a new car, and my first call was Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I needed a car with a lot of space, and the Zimbrick team made it easy every step of the way. I looked at Hondas, Hyundais, Buick, GMC, Genesis, and Infiniti. The key to their success is selection and one-stop shopping. Every day is game day at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. So take a page from my playbook, find your next new or used vehicle at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road or online at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Kidley in the crevices.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You are listening to The Empowered Caregiver Show, and I am your host, Liza Hellenbrand. Tonight I am talking with Kevin Coughlin, Policy Initiatives Advisor at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, and we are talking about a new initiative that was rolled out to help combat the caregiver crisis in Wisconsin. So just a recap here. There is on Wisconsin Caregiver Careers website. There is a course that you can take. It is 30 hours on demand at your own pace. Once you complete this course, correct me if I'm wrong on this part, Kevin, you have to be linked to one of the care providers in order to get an initial $250 bonus. Is that correct?
Yeah, a provider that is serving our home and community-based services, but it could also be someone who self-directs their own care or a respite care provider as well.
Okay, and so you take the course, you get a $250 bonus, and then after 6 months, there is an additional $250 bonus. I got that
correct.
Okay. Yep. And there's really no strings attached to that as far as how many hours per week you work, how many people you work with, just a retention bonus. Thank you for staying here. We hope that you're loving it. And I don't know how you can't love it. Like I said, I've done some respite work and it's always the highlight of my day. So tonight we are talking with Kevin Coughlin, the Policy Initiatives Advisor at the Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services. And so I want to ask, Kevin, many families work with different agencies. Some that come to mind in the Madison area are UCP, CLA, Catholic Charities of Madison. And within those agencies, there's also different funding sources such as Katie Beckett and IRIS. Does taking this course in any way help streamline you to be able to work with these different agencies and different funding sources?
Yeah, great question. And that was one of our main goals is to, you know, how do we kind of knock down barriers for caregivers and for providers and people that are sort of directing their own care. So the goal is really to kind of create this universal worker as a certified direct care professional where they can take that skills and work across different settings, different populations. It's not a one and done. People are still going to have to take more training based on, you know, their job assignments and the people that they're working with. But this is really good foundational training. And then another part of our work that's coming soon is what we're calling micro-credentials and virtual badging. And what that will do is we'll be, if somebody wants to upskill their kind of their resume and, let's say they really like working for older adults with dementia, they could get additional training in dementia and then get a micro-credential. So on the registry, a person would have would be a certified direct care professional and maybe have a badge as a dementia specialist or dementia challenging behaviors. So that would then be recognized on their registry, and also they could be using those virtual badges in their social media and different ways on their resumes and things. And on their WISC caregiver connections, where they can try to get connected to providers and different people looking for employees.
So that's wonderful. I mean, that's really a win, a win-win. It helps, one, give them the education that they need to be able to do their job well, but also, you know, I'm assuming with these badges and credentials, it can help really make this into a career, which, if I'm reading between the lines here, is something that you're working towards. Does that, can you tell me more about that? Because I know that, let's just say that entry-level caregiving, it doesn't have a great reputation, although it's one of the most needed positions out there, especially today. If you go on any job hiring site, you see direct care worker, caregiver, whatever you want to call it, just pages and pages and pages. So what's Wisconsin's goal to make this a career? What steps can people take, and how can you advance?
Yeah, and you know, I think one of the main goals was we really wanted to elevate these positions and to really show how important they are to Wisconsinites and the difficult job, and to make sure that they're being recognized. And actually, one of the listening sessions that we had with direct care workers when we were designing this was they got to name what this was going to be called, and they wanted the word professional in it. So we're really proud of that, having that certified direct care professional, because they are professionals in their work. But we also heard from them that they are interested in career advancement. So we're working right now. We've worked a couple different things with our sister agency, the Division of Quality Assurance, that kind of regulates assisted living and personal care agencies. We've looked at all of the regulations that require training, and we've identified some of those training that people can be waived from because they're a certified direct care professional. So that's kind of, they talk about latticing, where people can kind of work across and not have to be duplicative, you know, just kind of start from scratch every time they move to a new job. And then the other thing is we're trying to do laddering. So we're working to see if we can ladder from a certified direct care professional to a CNA. And in Wisconsin, if somebody wants to become an RN, a registered nurse, most providers or most schools require the person to be a CNA. So we're also in the high schools looking at helping kids that are in like youth apprenticeship programs and HOSA to see that, you know, as I come in as maybe a freshman even, I could become a certified direct care professional, start working, you know, get my feet in this healthcare field. If it's something I like, maybe I move on to become a CNA even while I'm a senior. And then, you know, they're ready to start their RN schooling after that. So there's lots of, we're trying to create that, so, sort of those pathways and to knock down, again, the barriers as much as possible.
Well, you know, I love that you said the feedback from the current direct care workers. Where is their voice in this? I mean, are they part of this process? Because again, I think it's a position that they feel a little powerless in, yet they're given a lot of responsibility. So where are the direct care workers in this training and you know, quite frankly, going forward?
Yeah, so they were a big voice in the development of it. So a lot of things that they suggested we incorporated as we were developing that curriculum. And then as we're going moving forward, are the WISC Caregiver Connections, we are hoping that can be more than just connecting employers and employees, and then really have it a website that can support caregivers. And we've got some ideas on how to, you know, maybe even create networks of caregivers to talk to each other, things like that.
Well, that'll be wonderful. Thank you so much, Kevin. And please keep me in mind as these things roll out, if you can.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Special Report. Hamas has released 16 hostages today. Among them, President Biden says, an American.
I talked with her mother and father. They're very appreciative, and things are moving well. She'll soon be home with her three children.
CBS's Robert Berger on what Israel's getting in exchange for the hostages' release.
Israel will now release 30 more Palestinian prisoners, 15 women and 15 teenagers. They were convicted of involvement in various incidents from attempted stabbings to throwing stones and firebombs.
Mark Regev, a senior advisor to Prime Minister Netanyahu, says Israel's willing to extend the ceasefire under one condition.
Pressure must be placed on Hamas. If they continue to release hostages, then the pause can continue.
Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel now with other leaders pushing to extend the truce. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
for Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. A UW spokesperson says Rothman values liberal arts education. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for three pre-cup, fruit cup, and tray products. The products use true fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quickstar, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 24 tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 39 tomorrow, partly cloudy, lows around 18 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 24 tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 39 tomorrow, partly cloudy, lows around 18 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
We cut them short. I don't think I gave you any time at all. And that is my awesome sauce son, Caden Kroot. And Caden is joining me today because we are in the final days of National Family Caregiver Month. And I wanted to use this opportunity to give some shout outs to the caregivers out there that are working hard to make sure that their loved ones are cared for and have everything that they need. So I reached out to Edgewood College. So Caden, real quick, can you tell those listening a little bit about what Edgewood College is? What do you do at Edgewood College? Let's start there.
I am a sophomore at Edgewood College, and I go to the Cutting Edge program, and I'm there for an education degree.
Yes. So you are in the Cutting Edge program, which is a program specifically for people with disabilities. Would you recommend it to other people?
Yeah.
Yes. You're learning a lot there, aren't you? How to be independent, how to work in the school system. It's been a great fit for you. So I reached out to some of your friends, in college to see if they had anything that they wanted to share with the caregivers in their lives, which could be their mom or their dad or their grandparents or people that are helping them out along the way. And I got some responses back. So we're just going to quickly read through these. Okay, Caden, so why don't you start off? If you want to give just the first name of the student and what they have to say.
First person is Nadia Veet, and she said, "My family has done a great job supporting me through everything. They may always make me laugh and smile. They were always there if I needed help with my homework."
Oh, that is sweet.
Yeah, and wonderful.
Wonderful. And I'm going to read one from Bryce. Bryce wrote, "During my high school years, my best friend Sammy has been there for me. She's watched me all through my sports, and I'm like her fifth brother." Wow, she's got a lot of brothers. "My parents have supported me all the time, from scouts to going to Edgewood College to all the sports that I'm in. They have supported my goals and my achievements." Oh, that is so sweet of Bryce. Next is Brandon. What does Brandon have to say?
Brandon had to say, "Thank you, right at home, for taking me places. I really love going to the art museum, to the opera and orchestra performances. Thank you, Casey Zander, my friend, for fighting for social justice. Thank you to my mother for supporting me all the way. You always believe in me and support my goals. Thank you to the Cutting Edge program for my educational support." Wow, fabulous, Brandon.
That is fabulous. He has a lot of gratitude to a lot of people, and that is wonderful.
Excellent.
And Jacob had to say, "My mom and dad do a great job motivating me by getting me through the day. They give me advice when I might need it. They give me encouraging words to remind me to get my homework done and be on time."
Very splendid, Jacob.
Very splendid, Jacob. Who else is there?
Next up, we got Marie. She said, "I would like to say thank you to my mom and dad for being there throughout all my life. And my mom and dad had taught me how to ride a bike. And when I was a kid, I also taught me how to take swimming lessons and helped me with swimming. They also have been teaching me how to cook in the kitchen at home. They also taught me how to roller skate on ice." Wonderful, Marie.
Oh, those are some busy parents. Yeah. You know what I'm learning here? Parents do a lot of things, don't
they,
Caden?
Yes, they do.
And Catherine has to say, I want to say thank you to my mom for supporting me and helping me and encouraging me and loving me. That's all you can ask for, huh? Who else is there, Caden?
Next up, we got George. Shout out to my roommate. One thing that I like to say about my mom is that she's always make sure that I'm on top of things like assignments and whatnot because she is a teacher and that's her main thing. Something else that is no matter what's going on or what I'm going through, I know I can always either text her or call her or tell her what's going on. And one thing I'd like to say about my dad is that he is one of the people who turned on me to music and has also helped me introduce me to guitar because he is a guitarist. Something else that we run in a lot of errands together, like I'm his to-go person for as much as I don't want to go. I do enjoy it because he runs around and...
So what is he enjoys running around errands with his dad because he tries to incorporate
errands.
That whenever he goes shopping. Thank you so much to my parents for all they do. So, okay.
And it sounds like he's saying he learns a lot from his parents, too. So that's good, too, George.
He does. And, if I'm reading between the lines on this one, I think George likes going and running errands with his dad because probably his dad is in and out and straight to the point and doesn't come home with $500 worth of grocery bags, right?
Yep. He's getting prepared for what it's going to be like when he's older.
Yeah. And if you had to go to the store with mom or with dad, who would you pick?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, most of my memories is going with you, to be honest with you. That's most of my memories since I was like 8 years
old. Well, yeah, I had to drag you wherever I went, you went. But I'm just saying, and you can answer honestly, I can handle this. If you had to go shopping, who would you rather go with, mom or dad?
Well, you, because I've done it more with you.
Okay, that is not the answer that I was expecting, but I'll take it. Yeah. I thought you would say dad because one, dad buys everything at Quick Trip. If Quick Trip doesn't sell it, dad doesn't need
it. I was thinking more like grocery stores, though. Like, I've right. Most of my memories of you at grocery stores.
Yes, we spent a lot of time in grocery stores, didn't we? But let's read what Tyler had to say.
Yes, Tyler. Thank you to my mom and dad for taking care of me and helping me get to Edgewood College. Thank you for helping me be an independent young man. Thank you to my brother, Spencer, for helping me be an independent young man. Wow, very clever, Tyler. Very
That is good. Very clever. Yeah, that is very, very clever. And I said to you before we started this, we have a lot of these, so we have to read fast. What I didn't know is that you could read so dang fast. So you can feel free to slow down just a smidge.
Yep, and I'm gonna thank you to myself as well.
Yes. And I'm gonna read what Jack had to say. Oh, good old Jack. We love Jack at Edgewood, don't we?
Shout out to President Jack, advisory.
President Jack had to say, my parents have really helped me become the person I am today. They have not only helped me with my schoolwork, but they have also helped me present my best self and be comfortable and be able to enjoy everything this world has to offer. I feel like they have also been a great source of communication, and I feel like I can go to them with anything I need. I also feel like I've had a lot of fun memories with them over the years. I bet you Jack did because they seem like a fun family. They're another big music family, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And what did Tristan have to say?
And he's in the rock. Tristan, my family has done a lot. I think that when I was going through a hard time and dealing with being in a hospital, there was a lot of family supporting me. When I was going through surgeries, I was surrounded by my family, and I owe them a lot because of that, because they keep me motivated and push me to be the best that I can be. Thank you all to my family. Very, very nice, Tristan. I also remember when you were talking to me about that summer class, that stuff during class, too. So it's very good that you're supporting your parents because of it, too.
So Tristan had to spend some time in the hospital?
Yeah.
Well, that must have been scary for both.
That had to have been.
Yeah, everyone involved. I also want to read what Lily had to say. Lily said, my dad and my mom take care of me, and I really love them. They drive me around, and they help me get the things that I need. I really like to go on walks with them, and we have fun together. You know what caregivers do? A lot of driving.
Yes.
A lot of driving.
Uh-huh.
You and I have spent a lot of time in the car together, haven't we?
Yep.
Love it. I love it, though. It's my time with you.
Definitely.
What does Sarah have to say?
Sarah, my parents have helped me get into the Cutting Edge program so I can learn how to become an adult. My parents helped me go going to the doctor and getting food. My parents always tell me to try my best and not judge others. They encourage me to ask for help when needed. I really do love my parents so much. Sometimes they embarrass me, but that's okay. Thanks for everything, Mom and Dad.
Oh, sometimes they embarrass. You've never been embarrassed by your parents, have you?
Please.
It's part of the job. It's part of the job description, I think. Claire says, my godfather has been in the Army for a long time, and he has taught me a lot about the Army. He has motivated me to go to college and is proud of me. My mom and dad do a great job motivating me by getting me through the day. They give me advice when I might need it. They give me encouraging words to remind me to get my homework done on time. You know what? Some of that was Jacob's, which I think we already read, but Jacob's parents probably deserve a double shout out
double shout out to Jacob's parents.
Yeah. So who else do we have left here? Kaden?
Julian, Christian, except it said he might join.
Oh, Julian. Julian said, what I love most about my parents is that they are always there for me when I need them. When there are tough things that I need to work on, I know that I can always ask them. I know you don't have this one circled, but what does Kaylin have to say?
Kaylin says, I would like to thank my parents for helping me out with my life and getting me through tough times. My parents are so kind to me and other people. I would like to thank them for taking me on family vacations and helping me with homework.
Nice shout out from Kaylin. And I think we got them. I think we got them all.
Christian was willing to join on Zoom, but I don't think he's with us right now.
Yes, nope. But I am sure that Christian would want to give a shout out to his parents.
Shout out to Christian too.
Yes, and to him as well. And to all of the caregivers that support their children through Edgewood. I think that they are a group of people that are really dedicated to their kids and want them to have the college experience. Do you have any other final words that you would want to say when it comes to the importance of your parents as your caregivers?
Like my thank yous?
Like your thank yous, or let me ask you this. Where do you find mom and dad helping you out most as a young man with a disability?
When there's situations that I cannot really handle myself because of disabilities, I think you're there for me in that way. For example, like those phone calls, I'd say the phone calls and like the security checks, those kind of stuff where we've had to have Zoom calls or calls.
So you're talking because you are an adult with a disability, you have a caseworker that's part of she's considered your IRIS consultant. So we have to have monthly calls with her and come up with a plan. And you know, there's probably other parents that are listening that have children with disabilities. What advice would you give those parents so that they can help their child be the best that they could be?
Sorry, could you repeat the question again?
So there's probably people that are listening that have children with disabilities, and I'm just curious what advice you would give those parents so that they could help their children in being the best that they can be.
Well, I would say try to push them to do things, but you also need to remember that they have disabilities as well, and definitely when they are younger, with the whole being protective. It is good, but it's good as they get just a little bit older to be less protective, even if it's not quite the age of 18, because then it can make them learn how to be a little bit more independent. If you still feel like you need to be protective of them when they are over 18, that's totally fine too, but it's just...
Well, you know, yeah. I understand, and that's great advice, Caden, and I see that sometimes with parents that have children with disabilities that you know, they really want to make sure that they're okay, and they kind of handle everything, and they don't always necessarily let their children to go out on their own and be independent and spread their wings. So we just have a few seconds. You want one final thought? Yeah.
Well, and just any parent in general. That's just parents and having kids in general.
That's just parenting. Parenting 101 from a non-parent. Caden Kroot, thank you so much, buddy, for helping me out today. Love you, and I'm glad that you can give a shout out to everyone at Edgewood.
Yep.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What's going on, Wisconsin? It's Kristen Bry checking in to say hi and let you know, all things considered, my maternity leave's going great. Thank you for tuning in to As Goes Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app while I'm gone. Can't wait to be back to share mommy stories and get back to breaking down the never boring Wisconsin news cycle.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Say the first one. I just turned up my microphone, but I didn't catch it. Can you say the first one loud and slow? Slow and loud.
Kingdom Hope Connections Podcast.
Kingdom Hope Connections Podcast. And that's your faith-based podcast. And, yes. And what do you cover on that?
Mostly various faith-based topics. How it that happened back in 2018, I wanted to do podcasting, but then at the time I had financial problems. So I started to look on the internet to create my own radio show and found the platform and asked a lot of people that I were connected to on Facebook and other social media platforms, and they kindly said yes. And the rest is history. We talk about prayer and hope and love and all the good ones that people would love to hear that needs that hope in them darkest hours of their life.
I love it. Thank you for the work that you do on your podcast. And I can't wait to check it out. But what I really want to give you these last few minutes for, and like I said, this was going to go super fast, is you and I met at an advocacy training put on by Family Voices of Wisconsin, and you're there because you are an active advocate around the transportation issue. So I want to give you the rest of the time just to talk about what issues are going on in transportation, especially for those with disabilities, those that don't drive, and what you would like to see done.
So the issues that we're having is that a lot of the communities in Wisconsin does not have connecting transportation, especially within the Milwaukee area, Madison, Green Bay, all the surrounding cities that are happening where they can't go beyond the lines of their county to go somewhere. And so what it's very important that we advocate and educate the community to be able to do that and to be able to say, we want things to be done and we want to see an expansion and a connection so people that's from Milwaukee can get easily to Green Bay. People that's in Madison can be easy to get to Milwaukee. We know we got buses, but we want to do more. We really want to do more so we could be able not to be depending on family and friends, but to always depend on transportation. And transit makes Wisconsin works.
It does make Wisconsin work. And I love that. It's not only getting from point A to point B, right? It's about being able to live your life independently and not relying on others. Well, I guess that's what living independently means, right? Do you have any statistics out there about how many people are non-drivers in Wisconsin, or about how many people this would really benefit?
Most of the statistics that I have is mainly the ones that are in rural areas that are depending on caregivers, or either they can't get anywhere at all. So the biggest is in the rural areas, but mostly in those big cities, I could say that a lot of them are experiencing lateness to doctor's appointments and mm-hmm. also to their job. And so we need more. We just need more drivers in the Milwaukee area.
Well, Milwaukee and beyond. I know I've shared with you in our class workshops together a little bit about my story, and I have a 19-year-old son with autism. And, I'm fearful as I'm becoming an empty nester and kind of want to get out and do some things I haven't been able to do while I was being a mom, is who's going to take my son to where he needs to go? So, Felicia, I told you it was going to go super fast, so I'm going to ask you back on again so we can talk about this more, because I've heard you talk, and you've got wonderful good things to say, and you have some really good solutions, and we need you on our team, so I'm going to give you that microphone one more time down the road.
Awesome. I will be glad to come back and talk.
All right. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Hamas released 16 hostages during the pause in fighting today, among them an American. President Biden.